It's been almost 3 years since a new Washington state law restored voting rights to people who have been convicted of a felony and are now out of prison. NWPB's correspondent Courtney Flatt explains why advocates are working to get more of those people registered before this election.
23,000 people with past felony convictions have had their voting rights restored since the new Washington law went into effect in 2022, according to the Department of Corrections. Kelly Olson is a voting rights advocate and was formerly incarcerated herself. She says even though not everyone would vote the same,
we would be the largest voting bloc in the country because of how many people who have a criminal background.
People's voices, she says, would have power. That hasn't always been the case. When Latrice Williams got out of prison in 2014, she had a lot on her mind. She needed housing. She needed a job. She needed to get her kids back. The world had changed over the 7 years of time she'd served.
Things turning on by itself? Yeah, I don't know, man.
She'd changed as well. But she says there wasn't a roadmap to reintegrate into society. After struggling for a long time, Williams said she was headed to Spokane's 125-foot-tall Maple Street Bridge on the verge of ending it all. Voting rights were the last thing on her mind. First, she had to survive. Advocates say that's very likely why not many people with convictions have yet to vote.
Once somebody has stable housing, once somebody has a job, once somebody has reliable transportation, then now you can come to me and say, okay, now I'm ready to learn how to vote. You gotta have the bare necessities first.
That's Verla Spencer. She's the CEO of The Way to Justice in Spokane. It's a nonprofit law firm that helps people who've been harmed by the justice system. The new Washington law automatically restores voting rights to people convicted of felonies the moment they leave prison.
When you get out, this is the power that you have in your hand. But if you don't educate people on what that means, sure, when they come out, they're thinking about survival mode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's sure as hell not standing in the line to check the ballot box, that's right. For sure.
To help educate people, Free the Vote Washington signs line busy streets in the state and are posted next to bus stops, letting people know they can vote if they have a past felony conviction. Kelly Olson also is the policy manager at the advocacy group Civil Survival and part of the Free the Vote Washington Coalition. She says voter disenfranchisement has roots in racism.
There never has been any public threat other than the threat to people who are in positions of power.
In fact, she says studies show people who are civically engaged are less likely to commit more crimes.
Because they feel like they're part of their society, part of their community, and that their voice matters.
The Department of Corrections now gives people voting pamphlets as they leave. Before rights were automatically restored, Olson says it could be a little scary to vote. All the restrictions were confusing.
It used to be that you had to pay all of your legal financial obligations before you could vote. And then it was you needed to be making payments on it.
To help more people register, Spencer says perhaps people getting out of prison could fill out voter registration cards right when they're released.
So that way you're catching everybody at the gate. In fact, if you're in the inside and you're teaching all these classes for folks that are just about to get out, why not teach that class?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why not empower people?
She says she wants to see people take a stand and organize to get their voices heard.
We've been fighting our whole lives, and that's what we have to keep fighting.
I'm Courtney Flatt in Spokane.
If you or someone you know is struggling with mental wellness, you can always call the National Suicide Lifeline at 988. The last day for online voter registration in Washington is October 28th. You can still register in person on Election Day.